that's crazy.
A special report from ABC News. Baltimore bridge collapse. I'm Richard Cantu. A major bridge in Baltimore suffered a partial collapse after being hit by a container ship.
They're reporting that the middle section of the bridge collapsed into the water, and there are unknown amounts of people and or vehicles in the water.
Emergency communications captured by Broadcastify. We're talking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge over the Patapsco River, largest bridge in Baltimore. The collapse taking multiple vehicles into the water. There was overnight work going on at the bridge, and at least seven people went into the water.
There were workers on the bridge when this cargo vessel was leaving the port of Baltimore, and it was traveling there on the Patapsco River. This is a very busy bridge. We're talking 11 million people use this bridge every single year. It is a massive bridge built in 1977.
ABC's Sam Sweeney. This is ABC News. A member of the Illinois Prisoner Review Board quit in the wake of a fatal stabbing by an offender on the same day of his release.
Jaden Perkins died, his mother seriously injured in the attack. The suspect in the case is 37-year-old Crosetti Brand, the mother's estranged boyfriend whom she had been seeking an order of protection against. He's now charged with first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, and multiple parole violations. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's committed to ensuring additional safeguards and training are in place to prevent tragedies like this from happening again.
ABC's Derek Dennis. Later on Monday, the governor announced the Prisoner Review Board chairman had also stepped aside. We have learned of the death of author Laurent de Bruinhoff. He revived Babar after his father's death, a popular picture book series about an elephant king. He released dozens of books about the elephant who reigns over Celesteville, including Babar at the Circus and Babar's Yoga for Elephants. Laurent de Bruinhoff was 98. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rain in the overnight, mid-30s by sunrise and southeast winds. Rain will change to snow on Tuesday afternoon. Any kind of accumulation will stay under an inch. Gusty west winds developing as our temperatures fall to the lower 30s by the end of the afternoon. Right now, it's 34.
There's a whole lot more. Brand new country. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. Why do I have the only woman who believed in me religiously?
Always first with new music. 98Q Country.
Country. We'll be right back. Florida Georgia line and round here, so I was shopping over the weekend. And you don't see this often, except for maybe in truck stops, but I saw this store, chain store, selling button-down cowboy-type shirts with no sleeves on them. Is that going to be the new trend? Oh, boy, I can't wait. It's gun season, baby!
Yeah. I'm a county jail revival. I'm a bottle and a Bible. I'm a Rolling Stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado. Jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried.
Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Beer don't keep, love's not cheap, trucks don't wreck themselves.
Young, it's Dance With You, Eric Church, and some of it. My name is Penrod. Working into a Tuesday. Of course, spring is here. Might not feel like it in some parts of the country, but warm weather will be here before you know it. And there's a new trend, and I say new loosely, because this was a trend back probably in the 70s, early 80s, because I used to wear them. Half shirts. Men wearing half shirts, or they're calling them crop tops. Expect to see lots of them this summer, according to the data, because they're trending. Hopefully the guys who are wearing the half shirts, the crop tops, hopefully they have abs to show off and not dad bods.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
Yeah, this town's been telling me I've done some things I never did. Yeah, the grapevine starts with a glass of wine, and you take in a sip. Every word that you're saying, another step to my reputation, and I can't take it.
98QCountry.com.
They roll the sidewalks in this town all up after the sun goes down. And say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But we'll be right back.
we ride. Well, the California Highway Patrol says if you're going to take a ride, imaginary friends do not count in the carpool lane. Recently, they caught a guy driving with a shirt and a hat on the passenger seat to make it look like a person. Now, people have used mannequins and skeletons and dogs dressed up, but yeah, imaginary friends, ifs, do not count.
It is going to be cloudy with a few rain showers this morning. That will change to snow by mid to late morning with another inch or so of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late today into this evening. Temperatures falling as well will drop into the low 20s by late afternoon. The wind northwest 10 to 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Could see a few flurries with a high near 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere. Anytime.
98Q Country.
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath me. It could be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. Yeah, you could be the last first name that's ever been worth asking. Yeah, you could be the last phone number I write down on a napkin. Yeah, you can be the last girl that I take back home to mama. The last time that we're talked about in this small town drama. It's gonna be the last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we can be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely.
And
yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Are you going bald? Good news if you are. Toupees are back in style. Well, I guess if you need one. They say they're even cool now. They're a lot more realistic, I guess, than they used to be, which I don't remember a whole lot from when they used to be. I remember seeing some guys and be like, oh, he's got a toupee. He's got to have a toupee. But maybe he just didn't know how to comb his hair.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a girl.
Country.
I'm listening to you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
My heart right out my chest.
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Concrete growing in a city park. I don't know who my neighbors are.